There are not many opportunities for people who like classical music to join jam sessions. But in Boston, people who want to play the music of Johann Sebastian Bach are in luck. One musician has formed an informal group of strangers who meet to play Bach during lunch. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
Under stained glass windows of the Four Evangelists in Old South Church, people who've never met meander in, instruments in tow, ready to play the music of the unofficial fifth evangelist, Johann Sebastian Bach. But there will be no liturgies here today.
Hi, I'm Paul.
I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Alex.
These meetups are called Bach breaks. The folks who come work in corporate offices or make software or are baristas or are retired, but they've all gathered with the hopes to make some music in lieu of lunch.
Well, you know what? Just like people have a pickup basketball game just for fun, we ought to be able to just come in a place that's beautiful and sounds nice.
That's Paul Henry Smith. Bach breaks were his idea. He's a software designer but has been playing cello for most of his life. Smith rented the space at Old South Church for $120 and advertised the jam session on social media. He says he's always wanted an ensemble that got together just for the sake of making music.
Not for a lesson, not for a concert, just for our own enjoyment. It just kind of breaks up your day with a beautiful moment, and I think that's really important.
The person playing clarinet is Nicole Rich, a junior at Northeastern. She was in the wind ensemble there, but says high-level college musicians can be a little full of themselves.
Very pretentious.
Making music wasn't fun anymore.
I've been looking for people to play like duets with even and hadn't been able to find anybody, so I'm glad there's somebody out there playing music that I can join.
And you said you didn't really vibe with the people at Wind Ensemble. No. Like, oh, do you feel like you vibe with these folks
much
here?
Much better, yeah. Yeah, this is much friendlier.
Friendlier and definitely more forgiving than other opportunities, says flutist Alex Way.
There are people who are really good, and then there's us. But, you know, it's... We didn't do it perfectly, well, you know, I don't imagine we ever do exactly, but, you know, it's just wonderful to try it and, you know, bring Bach back to life.
While it's about camaraderie for some of the folks who come to play, for others, it's a matter of convenience. Ethan Rosenberg, who plays trombone, is a PhD candidate studying materials engineering at MIT. He was in the symphony orchestra there, but...
I couldn't do the 5 hours of rehearsal every week anymore, so... I've been looking for like lower commitment ways to play with other people, and this seemed really nice. So.
Finding out about the group was a coincidence for Rosenberg. He saw it as a sign.
I just saw the sign on the street outside.
Bach's music can be played with many combinations of instruments, which makes it more open to different people. And as the group plays Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, Smith, the group's organizer, stops playing, takes his cello, and backs up to take in the scene.
I think it's really sweet. I mean, you know, outside it's 90 degrees. It's nice and cool in here. And nobody here, I bet, is thinking about their work. So I'm happy.
The ensemble assembled today is happy as well, and they say they'll definitely be Bach to play again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.